Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider with another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, Hillary and her cackle, stole the show at the Benghazi hearings yesterday. Let's get right to it. To the question to Hillary Clinton by the Republican GOP Congress lady from Alabama, Ms. Brooks, were you alone in the house at that point infectiously with a monster grin? Wow, that sent the questioner, the gentle GOP lady congresswoman from Alabama, Ms. Brooks, into outrage overdrive. Lady Hillary seamlessly recovered and pointedly countered, yes, I have a secure phone line in my home. The lead-up questioning to the Hillary cackle, where Representative Brooks' prior line of questioning to Lady Hillary, which was, when you left the State Department on the evening of September the 11th, 2012, did you go home? To which Madam Hillrod replied, yes, to which GOP Representative Ms. Brooks further inquired in subsequent questioning, was Hillary alone while at home? To which Hillrod, after absorbing the question, immediately broke out into a loud, spontaneous, cackling laugh. Her face lit up like a Christmas tree. As far as I'm concerned, that instant pretty much summarizes the entire Benghazi Congressional Committee hearing. A loud, cackling laugh, almost hysterical. God, I'd run that as one of her campaign ads. Sure as shit dispels any lingering myth that she is contrived or disingenuous. Hillrod did cut Representative Brooks off quickly, immediately upon her cackle, and just before she confirmed having that secure communication facility inside her home by blurting out, Representative Brooks, it's just a moment of levity. Well, frankly, it is arguably that a few more well-placed cackles would have brought the curtain down a whole lot sooner on these trumped-up bogus hearings, 11 hours in length, than anything else. Well done, Madam Hillrod, a cackle worth its weight in gold. We need to have more of them cackles from you between now and November the 8th, 2016. Cackle away, madam, cackle away. That seems to be your silver bullet when doing battle with these meanie GOP weenies. Go away, meanie GOP weenies. And ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third and heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.